The Red Cross has been offering first aid and CPR certification courses for decades. The agency also provides pamphlets, books, and an app for smartphones with basic first aid information. Now, the Red Cross is extending expertise to pet owners. Ozarks at Large's Emily Gallahan has this report on a new service the Red Cross launched earlier this year.
Sometimes having a pet can seem like a daily struggle. A lot of the worries pet owners have every day are health-related. Like, did my dog just eat enough chocolate to hurt him? Or can my cat's ear infection wait? Well, now there's an app for that. The Pet First Aid application from Red Cross is made for smartphone users with pets. It has a section for both dogs and cats, and even lets you build a profile for your pet specifically. Red Cross communications specialist Rick Harvey says the app is useful for all pet owners.
There's a time that your animal is going to get sick, but what if your pet has some symptoms that you're not familiar with? You need to know what to do. You need to know what signs to look for to know, okay, can this wait till the next morning when my vet is open, or do I need to drive the extra 20 miles to the animal hospital to get them looked at immediately?
If you think you know how to treat your pet in emergency situations, there may be some you haven't even thought of. For example, if you exercise with your dog, how can you tell if it's dehydrated or if its heart rate is too fast? It might be important to find that information quickly and simply. Rick says this was an important app for the Red Cross to create because of people's love for their pets and because there are so many. Nearly 50% of households in Northwest Arkansas have pets. And for the outdoor ones among them, the unpredictable winter weather we've been having can be an issue.
If it's too cold for you to be outside, then it's too cold for your pet to be outside, and when to bring them in. And this app will teach you warning signs to look for if your dog or your cat could possibly get hypothermia, and then what to do.
The app can help you find vets or animal hospitals nearby, along with their phone numbers, addresses, and hours, which can be useful even for animals that are already committed to a clinic.
Let's say you're taking a road trip to Florida to go to the beach. And let's say something happens and you're halfway there and your dog is not doing well. You can use your phone and find out where's the closest vet, where's the closest animal hospital to where you are at that particular moment.
And if you need a place to stay on your trip, the app can find which hotels are pet friendly. It even has information on what can be done with lost or found pets, including links to websites where that information is frequently posted. One way Red Cross is spreading the word is through animal shelters, who encourage anyone adopting dogs, like these you hear at the Fayetteville Animal Shelter, to download the app for reference. Through the Pet First Aid app, the Red Cross is also hoping to help in cases of natural disasters.
You know, history shows that people that have not evacuated during disasters because they didn't want to leave their pets behind. Well, this Red Cross app contains resources to help owners include pets in their emergency action plans.
Along with being helpful for your pet, the app can also be fun for you, with interactive quizzes where you can earn badges and a storytelling section for you to share how it's helped your animal. It's available in the Apple or Android App Store for 99 cents. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Emily Gallahan.